7 after the hour as the Doug Steffen Good Day program continues. Doug's here. Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, is back. She's going to tell us what happened to her head. And there are a number of things we tease Roberta all the time about what's going on in her head.
But we're sad when she's hurt.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jennifer is here with a television report. All right, so later on in the hour, the queen of cheap is going to help us with deals from what department, what area, Roberta?
Well, we, as usual, you know how much I love free food, so we have free food for you once again. And we also have, lots of free stuff for you, in fact, Queen of Cheap. Even though it's not Freebie Friday, we have them. We also have, if you buy one meal, you get one free that you can take home and eat the next day. We're not going to tell you who it's from. You're going to have to stay around and listen.
All right, so Jen, television report includes info about what shows. I saw a cancellation or two, I think, right?
Yes, we're going to have some cancellation news. We also have some casting news involving Megan Mullally and one of your favorites, Jesse L. Martin, former Law & Order star. We'll talk about that.
Isn't Megan Mullally the very attractive redhead who's in Suits?
No.
No?
No. Who Megan Mullally was, she had her own talk show for a while. She was on Will & Grace, drunk friend.
The drunk friend.
I want to know, there's a very attractive redhead who's on. I was watching a couple of episodes of Suits. I don't see that. I don't watch much television, but on the plane, I can catch up with episodes of shows like that. Pretty interesting stuff. So maybe you'll give me that.
I'll do some research for
you,
sir.
You'll do some research. Thank you very much. Speaking of research, New Yorkers are upset about the city police stopping and questioning a number of people on the streets of New York in this last year. Guess how many people have been stopped, Roberta, in your city in the last 12 months? Stop and frisk.
Wow. 2,000?
2,000. Okay. You want to guess again? Higher.
5,000?
Guess again. Higher.
They didn't stop and frisk me. I'm disappointed.
10,000? I know. I want to go to New York and get frisked.
Yeah, some of those cops are cute.
Not right. Keep going. Well, maybe I should just give you the number.
20,000?
Nah, way off. According to the stats released by the New York Police Department, 684,330 people on the streets of New York were stopped and frisked.
Jeez.
14% increase over the past year.
And frisked for what?
Patted down during encounters. They were just potential suspects. Stopped. Police say, come on over here. I want to talk to you for a second. They had no reason. I thought there was a law against unreasonable search and whatever. What's the?
Well, you know, if it keeps the city safer, I'm all for it.
Yeah?
The New York City is so safe, it's ridiculous how safe it is.
Civil rights leaders like Al Sharpton claim the practice unfairly targets innocent blacks and other people of color and that many stops are made without proper cause. The department calls the tactic an essential crime-fighting tool.
I think so.
In your town? Jennifer, how about in Los Angeles? People don't have contact with anybody because they're never on the street. They're always in their car.
I was going to say,
I don't stop and frisk them.
Exactly.
No, that's not going to happen. But I do think it is kind of interesting.
That's a lot of people.
Oh, it is 680 some odd thousand people. That is a tremendous number. Wow. 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen's Good Day Pro. Where's Rich? Anybody know?
Rich who?
Rich, he's supposed to be the fellow who pushes the buttons. He pushes my buttons. There's no question about that. Have you heard about Bebe Moms?
About what?
No. That's a
good one. Bebe. B-E-B-E, but the accent aigu en français.
So it's not Bebe.
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 Right.
Bebe.
Bebe.
It's not like Tajé, Bebe.
Well, there's a book called Bringing Up Bebe. Do you want to check that out? It's by Pamela Druckerman. It is, in a sense, the French version of the battle hymn of the Tiger Mother that came out. Was that early this year? Late last year? When did that come out? Remember that lady that got into all... Come on.
I think that was late last year.
Was it late last year? Okay. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be the next, I guess, set of rules and regulations as these same sort of things are in focus in Europe as they are in Asia. The French are too indulgent, and they don't do a good job with rounding out their children. They could apparently they overteach, overschedule, and we in America think that our parents are doing the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I asked Richie this the other day, as a matter of fact, how much time does Sean spend doing various things that are participatory activities that are not quiet time at home? But do children at that age need quiet time at home? I remember my mother used to say to me, I want you to stay home when I would run off to the farm. I don't want to stay home. I want to go to the farm. So I figured out ways of going and having fun on the farm and learning things on the farm. But she worried about me working too much, even when I was like 8 or 9 or 10 years old. But I loved it. And so anyway, these two books excerpted to great fanfare in the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, you're right. The Tiger Mom was about this time last year, as a matter of fact, I think, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And so one wonders about Europeans, the Asians, and how much influence there is from the West. I remember going to China, and the fellow who was our guide used to talk about all the things that came from America as Western corruption. And
that's nice.
Well, in a sense, we have thrown a real monkey wrench into their lifestyle. More people smoke cigarettes now in Asia, and there were plenty of people smoking them before.
Oh, yeah.
Overweight because of fast food, that sort of thing. And that's going on in places in Europe. Happy Meals are the chic thing in parts of France and other parts of Europe. McDonald's has been there for a while. How many McDonald's do you see when you're in Italy? Roberta.
Well, the famous McDonald's is the one at the foot of the Spanish Stairs,
mm-hmm.
because it was one of the few places that was air-conditioned when it first opened up, and that has to be there at least 25, 30 years, that McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not your normal McDonald's, so to speak, because they have an antipasto bar.
Yeah.
Where you can get like mozzarella and tomatoes, and you know the Italians have a certain way of eating, and McDonald's are not. You know they may have a you know a McBurger of some sort, but they want their antipasto first. And you can get espressos there, and you know it's a beautiful place. It's made like a Pompeii palace. Other than that, McDonald's, there's a handful throughout Italy, but Italians are very fussy about their food, and I would imagine the French are too. I know there was a McDonald's on the Champs-Élysées when I was in France many years ago.
I don't remember that. I've been to the Champs-Élysées for a long time though, but under the circumstances, you got to wonder about these companies going. It's like Walmart. They're plenty of people who think, hey, this is cool, and other people think that Walmart is ruining their country, whatever country it is, if you ask people. We think that here, some of us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a unified, the thing that happens here, this is another good example of us sort of putting people, all the French are the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the British are the same. All Americans are the same. All Chinese are the same. All Japanese are the same. All Africans are the same. It's nonsense. Not true. There are a lot of differences in France. You get outside of Paris, and the people in French are in France are really nice.
Yeah.
The Parisians
it's
are a pain in the butt, but they're really nice. When you get out into the rural areas around France, beautiful and very pleasant. You go to some of these nice pubs, and they just love Americans. But in the city of Paris, they don't like Americans at all. For whatever the reason.
Don't like anybody at all.
No, I think that's it. It's not reserved for Americans.
America.
They just don't like anybody who's not a Frenchman. So it isn't the people, I hear Americans say, we saved their butt in World War II. They don't care because they went around in World War II. They may hear some of the stories from their parents or their grandparents, but that's not important to them. What's important to them is who's coming to their country, what are they doing while they're there, that kind of stuff. They don't care about World War II. World War II is a distant memory for most people now. It really is. That's the story. It's not important. So for all those of you who are older and you say, they don't appreciate us, they're not doing a good job of teaching that sort of thing in their schools either any more than we are here.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, there would be some appreciation. 800-510-8255 or 2020. This is a history quiz question. I will ask you to identify a gentleman in a few moments. All right, you tell me who this gentleman is. Meanwhile, I have another gentleman to talk about, Dr. Martin Ginniger, who is the dental university professor, the oral health researcher, who has gone to work to put together this formula for power swabs. And boy, has he done a job and a half. And people love this stuff. They're seeing results immediately. If you have yellow teeth, You've tried whitening toothpaste. You've tried strips. You've tried trays. They just don't work, or they leave you, I got to spend an hour tasting this in my mouth. Nope, you do not have to. Get rid of that yellow smile. And in fact, the studies, I was talking about this yesterday for the first time, there are a lot of people who are not getting jobs because of the way they look. If you have yellow, stained, ugly teeth, you're not going to get hired. If there's competition for the job, you're not going to get hired. So whitening your teeth is the cause, and Power Swabs is the way to get the stains off your teeth. It works in 5 minutes. Apply it for 2 minutes. 5 minutes later, your teeth look great. 800-865-7602. Order your Power Swabs direct from the company, 800-865-7602.
Double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
And the days are so sad. I just keep thinking about all the love that we had.
From the X Factor last night, started out with Willie Jones singing Nobody Knows, a song he botched earlier in boot camp. So they're still in boot camp. Is this the last week of boot camp for the X Factor? Anybody know?
I think so. I think we're getting close.
Roberta, are you watching this at all?
Not really. Every so often I watch it.
When you come up for air?
Yeah, when I come up for air.
Right, good. That was pretty hard.
Busting my head open.
Yeah. Here's Jillian Jensen singing Gravity on The X Factor.
I live here on my knees as I strive.
This.
I'm fighting between loving and hating, and I don't know why. Like, there's moments I like, and then the other time I'm like, ugh, sounds like everything else.
Common.
Yeah, common is a good way to describe it. Yeah, that's good. Nick Youngerman performs TikTok.
Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, roll my speakers up.
It's a rap. It's always just a pop hit.
Yeah, kind of a poppy song. I don't know about this version.
Paige Thomas singing Turn Up the Music.
I like this.
See? Roberta?
Yeah, not bad.
CeCe Fry sings a different style. Not too sure how to describe this. It's a sexy, and I know it.
What is this dumb song?
I'm sexy and I know it.
Interesting.
That's kind of funny that she
Interesting.
I don't like her voice that much, though.
Yeah.
I like the interpretation.
Here's the group playback performing Rich Girl.
Rich Girl, and it's going too far.
Okay, they had me till right here.
We're going through some of the performers in the X Factor last night in our musical portion. Every hour this time we have some sort of musical references. And this is what they would call on the CHR station, new music. Another group, Emblem 3, performing Every Little Thing. Is this a real group?
Ooh, I like this.
But isn't this a real group?
What's it called?
Emblem 3.
Emblem 3? I don't think so. Maybe.
You like this?
I do like this.
Jennifer is a thumbs up on this. Roberta, what about you?
Not bad. Not bad.
Okay. Slows down right here. Kind of falls apart.
This might be my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Here's the group Dope Crisis.
Oh, no.
super bass.
Beating like a drum and it's coming your way. Don't you hear that? Boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, ba-dum, boom, baby. Can't you hear that? Boom,
ba-dum, boom. Anybody like this?
All right, not really.
All right, last performer, the group Lilas with Impossible. Coming up in the next half hour of Good Day, the Queen of Cheap with her report, television report, and the five dumbest things you can do if you have too much debt. Plus our 2020 history quiz, all in a few moments. Here, 20 and after the hour on Good Day.
Double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
It's here, the most wanted fall sale at Old Navy. Half-zip performance fleece is just $12 for adults, $9 for kids, and famous graphic tees just $7.
Hooray!
What more could you possibly want?
I've always wanted a red dress with a built-in jetpack. Thank you!
Now through Sunday, half-zip performance fleece and famous graphic tees are at most wanted prices only at Old Navy's most wanted fall sale. Plus, it's super cash time. It pays to look good. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid October 11th through 14th. See store for details. Jetpacks not included.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
Eco2 Tech, Stocksable RVPL, is an equal opportunity.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
During the last break, I heard this, but I went, duck, because I'm moving a chair.
Yeah, I'm making toast.
Thank God.
Leave me alone. I'm making toast.
Moving a little furniture. He's in the L.A. studio for the first time.
We usually start this out at, it's 34 past
it's 11, the hour. It's the 11th of October. It is 33 and change, actually 34 after the hour. Doug's Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan, Roberta Fasanelli, we are all here. I'm suffering from, not the jet lag, it's just that the plane was 5.5 hours late getting out of Boston last night.
Ooh.
So I didn't get here until about 20 minutes before I went on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Why was it delayed?
Yeah.
Because American is in bankruptcy. The pilots, all the contracts for all the unions have been canceled.
Oh,
and everybody is on everybody's case.
Yep.
So when there's a scratch in the floor of the plane, it's taken out of service.
Right.
There was no other plane. They had a ferry went up from New York. And so
I'm here. Oh boy, they had to ferry one.
Yeah.
But you can sleep anywhere. Did you? Were you able to sleep?
I
on the
did.
Plane?
Yeah. Well, I have the distraction I always have when I'm at American. They have these little what I call them before movie boxes.
I hate those things.
Remember?
Mm. Oh wait, no, you're talking about on the plane. I like the movie box.
Yeah.
I don't like in the airport terminal when they have the news constantly on and when you're trying to sleep, it's like always.
How do you sleep in those chairs, though? They fix it so
I don't
you can't
know.
Stretch
not
out.
Really well.
I can't sleep in front of people.
Really? Why?
I have a hard time, too.
Yeah.
I'm afraid they're, like, throwing things in my nostrils or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel weird sleeping in front of people.
Stuff.
Some people can sleep anywhere.
Too seriously.
I can.
All right. Here's Roberta Fasson. Now, Roberta's been gone for, what, 4 or 5 days? How long have you been gone?
Well, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
All right. So, Roberta has a tale of woe that she will...
and she, by that, we mean tale of woe!
Whoa! All right. So, we'll check on that. First, before we do our Queen of Sheep and then Roberta's story, I have a 2020 history quiz. This is the story. Well, I want you actually. I'm going to give you a name. You tell me his story. Walter M. Schirra Jr. Who is he, or who was he?
800 Schirra Jr.
510-8255. Who was Walter M. Schirra Jr. And why would we know his name? Why would we care about him? And historically speaking, what did he accomplish? Walter M. Schirra is the man in the focus. You have 4 minutes to call us at 800-510-8255, and you'll win a swell prize if you tell us his story. Walter M. Sharaw, who was he in terms of history? Give us the story, and we'll give you a prize. It's that simple. A prize, well, Roberta in and of herself is a prize.
Aww. Here
she is with today's Queen of Cheap Deals. She's done the research, got a lot of good stories for us. So, Roberta, since Richie's fumbling around doing whatever he's up there.
She's the Queen of Cheap. Yeah. The diva of dumpster.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Let's start with two of my favorite brands, Sperry Tap Cider and Columbia Sportswear. Love this stuff. And usually, I mean, you can get it at a bit of a discount, but right now at 6pm.com, they've got up to 70% off some incredible deals. I wouldn't wait, though, because this stuff is going fast. So go to 6pm.com, check out Sperry and Columbia, and there's lots of other good stuff on that site, too. I've bought stuff from them. Bath and Body Works, you get a free signature item with a $10 purchase. If you buy online, we have the secret code you can use. Or if you're going to a store, we actually have the coupon that you can print out. So you get a free thing with the $10 purchase. Now, this is a great one. You know, usually for freebies, you'll get one little item or two little items. This is for an entire bag of Lindt chocolate truffles, like the whole bag. Like if you go in the store and you buy it, the whole bag. What you have to do is like them on their Facebook page, and then you'll get a coupon on the Lindt coupon tab. You can use it on a 6-ounce bag of Lindt truffles, which are just super yummy.
Oh. You know, Lindt in anything that I eat just is not...
Not lint, like in your dryer.
Or my belly button.
Your belly button. No, it's Lindt, L-I-N-D-T, chocolate. So it's those round chocolates.
Still close enough. Sounds like fuzzy
yeah,
chocolate.
But they are so good. Fuzzy or not, they are really good. If you want a free $2 MP3 credit.
I'm going to send you a box of Lindt chocolate with my belly button fuzzies
please,
and I want you to take video of you eating it.
Yeah, please don't.
Okay.
I really don't want your belly button fuzzies. You can get a free $2 Amazon MP3 credit. We tell you how to do it. And Olive Garden has kind of a different promotion going on. It's called Dinner Today, Dinner Tomorrow. When you buy one meal, you can take home another meal for just $12.95. So you can have dinner today and dinner tomorrow, which is kind of a unique idea. And sometimes the portions are large enough. I know we don't eat that much, Victoria and I. So if I got like one of these takeout dinners, that would be for the two of us. And then we would just like supplement it with a little salad or something. So it's a great deal if you know that the next day you're not going to have time to cook. And all of the stuff is on the DougStefan.com website and the Queen of Cheap section, and lots of other stuff in that Queen of Cheap area, too, on how to save money. So go check it out.
800-510-8255. We'll get to the history quiz in a moment. Roberta, tell us what happened to you and how lucky you are still be with us.
I was actually up on a small ladder or a small step stool about 2 feet up, and I was checking out the humidifier in the basement, and the step stool actually completely gave out from under me. And, I mean, this happened in a split second, and I fell backwards. Now, this is, remind you, from 2 feet up, backwards off the step stool, and first fell onto the concrete floor, and I hit my tailbone and fractured it. And then, worst of all, I came down on the back of my head, and actually, you know, they said, I'm going to bust your skull open. Well, yeah, I didn't even realize it till I said, okay, well, I got a bump back there. I better put some ice on it. And I wrapped some ice in the cloth, stuck it on the back of my head, took the cloth off and went, oh, that's not good, because I was bleeding profusely. I actually looked like I had red hair instead of blonde hair back there. But the upshot of this was that I had to drive. I was in Rhode Island when this happened, and I'm very, very lucky that, A, I didn't pass out. Because I would have I just would have kind of laid there on the garage floor, you know, until the buzzards ate me or something. And I'm very lucky that I didn't break anything. That's the first thing that I kind of, while I was laying there on the floor after I put out some expletives, wondering, okay, do all parts work? Is anything broken?
Yeah, been there. Yeah.
So at that point, I took 1,000 milligram of ibuprofen, which I would not recommend anybody to do.
And then drove.
But I know my tolerance. Then I got a real soft pillow, stuck it in the driver's seat, because when you break your tailbone, it's really hard to sit. and drove 4.5 hours back to New York, one hand with a bag of ice on my hand, the other hand on the wheel.
Before you went to the doctor?
Why didn't you go to the hospital
up
there?
On the wheel, doing 75, 80 miles an hour on I-95.
Why didn't you go to the hospital up there?
Because I was on a real fast time commitment. I had a 4 o'clock appointment in the city that I could not miss.
Oh, my gosh.
So I went.
So what about your head, though? Your head was bleeding.
I was bleeding the whole time.
You walked into your appointment with a bloody head and a broken tailbone. Hey, how you doing?
Very impressive. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, you know, no, it was okay. They understood. You know, they kind of, you know.
I have to know who you were meeting. Can you tell us?
I was meeting my psychologist.
No wonder they understood. They're like, oh, yeah, we get it.
And,
so when did you get your head stapled?
Well, so then I went back to the
apartment. Couldn't you meet this meeting? Why couldn't you miss this meeting with your psychologist? What was that important that you had to walk in with a bloody head and a broken butt?
That's okay. She understood. So then I went back to the apartment, and Victoria looked at my head and goes, Mom, you got quite a gash back there. And I said, okay. I took a bottle of peroxide. I poured it all over my head to try to, like, dissolve some of the blood. So you could just feel it foaming
that's
up.
That's a good way.
Like,
yeah, but
like
that's
I
a good
had
way
a head
to get
of
rid
shampoo.
Of the bugs and stuff that might be in there.
Right. Oh, yeah. And also it gets rid of blood. It dissolves the blood.
Yeah.
So then Victoria looks at this gash and goes, Mom, this really looks bad. So I said, could you take a picture of it, please? So she took a picture with her cell phone. And I went, oh, you're right. This does not look good. So what I did then is I got back into the car and drove 45 minutes out to Long Island to Glen Cove Hospital, which is part of the North Shore LIJ system. Because if I went to a hospital in Manhattan for that, I'd still be in the waiting room now, today, 3 days later. They would have never have gotten to me. But Glen Cove Hospital, I walked right in the door. There was nobody there. So they did an MRI. They said that was okay. They did an X-ray. And they said, you fractured your tailbone. And then they stuck staples in my head.
Great.
And sent me home.
No staples in your tailbone, though.
No. And then they said, you're going to feel really bad the next day. And, oh, boy, Tuesday, I thought I was going to die. I felt like I fell off a ladder, which,
you did.
Off a ladder.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And yesterday, you know, was a little bit better. And today, it's not so bad. The staples
sound almost
hurt.
Normal.
The staples hurt. I feel
Isn't this
pulling.
The second time you've broken your butt?
Yes, I did the same thing snowboarding many years ago with Doug. It had to be about 15 years ago.
It's a moment I'll never forget. Thanks.
Yeah. I busted my wrist, too, when I did that.
She's accident-prone, that's it.
Sure
17
mess.
Before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's find out who Walter M. Shara was. Russell's calling from Danville, Illinois. Hi, Russell. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Hi. Doug, you're going to have to give her the rest of the month off for a concussion.
Really?
Yeah, right. I did have a minor concussion as well. Yes, thank you.
Do you think that'll make a difference, actually? You really think, Russell, that'll make a difference?
I don't know.
And I'm not sure.
Trust me, Russell. Somehow or another, she'll figure out a way to take the rest of the month off anyway, so don't worry about it.
Right. There you go.
She'll get it.
All right, so who is Walter M. Shara Jr.?
My hunch is that he was an astronaut.
Your hunch is that he was a...
My guess.
Your
my
guess.
My educated guess.
All right, we're going to have a little help here. Dolores is in Wyoming, Worland, Wyoming. Hi, Dolores. Welcome to Good Day, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What more? He was an astronaut. What more can you tell us, Dolores, about him?
I think he was a Mercury astronaut.
He was a Mercury astronaut, but he was first, well, he went up, I think, 4 or 5, 6 times. He was,
I think
He was the commander of the Apollo 7. And described
as
a magnificent flying machine.
Traveled
4.5 million miles in orbit around the Earth. First manned flight in the lunar landing program. And they were testing out the things they were going to send to the moon, and he was the first guy to do it.
It was so marvelous. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. And by the way, that happened, that occurred on this date in 1968, for those of you who remember and like to laud the space program. So that's the story of Wally Shara.
He's from Hackensack.
Hackensack, New Jersey.
I love that place.
Yep. Isn't that a great name? Dolores, thank you. Hold on there for a second. Russell will take care of you as well. Jennifer's going to take care of your information quotient when it comes to the news from the world of television. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, this segment is brought to you by Roberta's Staples in the back of her head, okay?
No, Staples. Copy and print those. You need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-424-9130. That's 1-800-424-9130.
Remember when flying was fun? Before the days when airplane cabins felt like cattle cars and baggage wasn't something to be nickel and dimed over. Little wonder that about 41 million people avoid air travel yearly because of the so-called hassle factor. Ah, but you don't have to put up with it. These days, it's easier than you think to travel by private jet, largely because of wider choices that include buying anywhere from an entire jet to as little as 1/16th of a share in one, as well as purchasing jet cards. Take FlexJet, for example. Imagine not only being able to fly to any of 5,000 airports nationwide, that's opposed to just 450 for commercial airplanes, but being whisked aboard after a simple ID check. Then the pampering begins. Haute cuisine served on Picard china. Ergonomic armchairs from which to work the phone. A table area that converts into a full-size bed. Plus, while FlexJet already boasts the industry's youngest fractional aircraft, it's about to add the all-new Learjet 85. Learn more at www.flexjet.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
57 channels and nothing on. That's outrageous. Jennifer Horne is here.
971 channels now.
All right, so let's talk about show cancellations, first of all, for the fall season, Jen.
What? So we have our first casualty of the fall. CBS has canceled their legal drama, Made in Jersey. And
it's only got two episodes.
It's only two episodes under its belt.
Didn't we talk about this yesterday?
Because I'm over Jersey.
Wasn't there another
show? Yeah, I told you there was a bunch on the bubble that we've talked about. Animal Kingdom on NBC is one.
Right.
But this was the first one to get the old heave-ho after only two episodes. Such a bummer. CBS will replace it with Undercover Boss, which is returning on November 2nd.
Yeah,
Eric Dean, he was known as McSteamy. He just died on Grey's Anatomy. He's got a new job. He's been cast in TNT's drama pilot, The Last Ship, which is done by filmmaker Michael Bay. That's a good one. Now, this one is for you, Dougie. I know you love Law & Order, and you were a fan of Jesse L. Martin, weren't you?
Yes.
On the show?
Yes.
Well, now he's coming back to NBC. He's going to join the soap drama, The Secret Lives of Husbands and Wives.
Really? Whatever happens
to that? He's also going
to
guest star on Smash, which is kind of cool.
He was supposed to be doing, one of the reasons he left was to do movies, and he was going to do a movie about Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, he did.
That fell apart.
He hasn't done anything that amounts to anything.
He's done nothing.
Nothing.
The guy's great.
Yeah.
Bad mistake leaving that franchise.
Megan Mullally is... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I just was going to acknowledge the first airing of SNL on this date, 1975.
Oh, cool, that's fun.
Very cool.
Anybody know who the first guest host was?
No idea.
Yes. The geeky guy with the glasses.
George Carlin was the first
guest. Oh, no, it was? Okay. My bad.
All right, Jennifer.
Called George Carlin a geek? Megan Mullally is coming back to Parks and Rec on NBC.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Good time on Good Day, 53 minutes after the hour. Tom Kreitler is here, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. It's syndicated around the country every weekend. Also the author of My Home, My Money Pit, My Guide, My Love, My Life is Yours, Tom.
Good morning, Doug.
How do you do?
We're doing well here in the Northeast, where the temperature is getting quite brisk.
Yeah, well, it's a fall. You've heard all. What is the special thing? We got a few letters, as we normally do, from listeners answering questions is your forte. So I guess I'll start with the first one.
Sure.
In terms of this winter versus last winter, we prepared, didn't have a really tough winter. Do people sometimes, oh, yeah, it worked a lot last year. I don't have to do anything to my house this year. What happens to a house over 12 months that is, in terms of sort of normal maintenance, things you just got to look at before you go in either to the winter season or the summer season? But in this case, we're going in the winter season. So what things do people most often overlook? They think, oh, it's not a big problem, not a big deal.
Well, one of the things that I think folks overlook is the servicing of their heating system. You wouldn't drive your car year after year without getting it tuned up.
Yeah.
Because you know that it's going to damage the vehicle and it's going to impact the gas mileage. And the same thing happens with your house. If your house is heated by oil, by gas, by propane, really any fossil fuel, those burners are going to get dirty. They do need to be maintained. And if you've not done that yet, now is the time to do that before it gets super cold, before you're waiting in line for your service contractor. Get your heating system tuned up so that it's working properly and efficiently, and that's going to save you money. I think people tend to think that, hey, it worked last winter. I throw the thermostat up. It's going to work this winter.
Right.
No big deal. But really, it's worth doing that. It's worth doing that for efficiency and also for safety. And if I had to name one improvement that people tend to overlook, it's insulation, because we tend to get complacent with the amount of insulation that we have in our attics. Whatever was put in the day the home was built, that's kind of what stays. But standards have changed over the years, and if you don't have at least 15 to 18 inches or so of insulation in your attic, that's a really easy, inexpensive project that you can do this weekend.
Now, one of the other things that I think is important for people, and I'm going to give you my own example. Yesterday I had the fellow I use on the farm as a plumber, fixing furnaces and water heaters and going through all kinds of things. We have in at the dairy barn, we have like four water heaters,
right?
Different, and we found out they were very inefficient. And mm-hmm. they were, I think, three of the four of them were electric, and that's like suicidal.
Wow. Yeah.
So I had all of them replaced with, we have, I can't get gas there, so we're using oil, but we got down to one furnace that's going to power the cheese room and the store, and another one that's going to power the needs for the water down in the milking area, and mm-hmm. ran a few lines across. This guy just strategically looked at it, and I was actually quite thankful for having found him. He's kind of a farmer guy, but he gets how to save money and how to do this right. stuff and tie everything together. And it's amazing. I can see how much we're going to save just by eliminating these things. And if you've got an electric water heater, man, you should do something. Those things just...
I want to get one of those.
Suck up.
Two things come to mind, Doug. First of all, in situation that you've just described, it's very difficult because we tend to add on to things over years.
Yeah, just keep adding. You don't think it
right.
through.
Then you don't think it through, right? And so you did the right thing, and you just kind of like wiped the slate clean, started from scratch, made your most energy efficient decision possible. And if you are stuck with an electric water heater, the one thing that you can do that is short of replacing it is to add a timer to it, because typically we don't need to heat the water 24/7, right? Mm-hmm. We only need to heat it for a few hours in the evening and a few hours in the morning.
Yep.
The rest of the time, the water does stay hot, but you don't use that much of it. So a 240-volt timer can do that for you, and it's less expensive than replacing the whole thing.
All right, good news. Here's a letter, a note from Peter in Massachusetts, who has aluminum wiring in his system. He's never had a problem. 20 years he's lived there. I've forgotten about aluminum. I thought aluminum was used for bigger carriage of voltage, not small.
It is. It is. We do use it today for service entry cables and bigger circuits, but between 1965 and 1972, it was used in millions of homes
mm-hmm.
as the branch wiring. And, you know, I love people that say, I've never had a problem with it. Yes, you've never had a problem with it, because the one time you will have a problem with it, your house will burn down.
Yeah, so you got a taxi, it's going to get really hot.
Right. There is a conversion called an Alumicon connector. Basically, you add pieces of copper wire to the end of the aluminum, you screw it down with these terminal blocks, and that makes it safe. So the conversion is required to make it functional.
All right, check out your wiring, and you don't want to leave the aluminum there by itself, is what Tom's telling you. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, MoneyPit.com, here on the Good Day Show, DougStephan.com at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.